And we are joined here in the studio by special guest. You just heard Catherine Whalen. And by the way, that was terrific. Thank you so much for that. And we're also joined here in the studio by Susan Romaine from Orange County Living Wage. Susan, good to have you here in the studio as well.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm always delighted to be here.
OrangeCountyLivingWage.org is the website, and they are going to be hosting a benefit concert at the Art Center in Carrboro next week, Friday, featuring Catherine Whalen, the Jazz Squad, and the Onyx Club Boys, 7:30 next Friday. To benefit Orange County Living Wage. So I want to talk about Orange County Living Wage and how you all got connected. First of all, that song that you performed, Trust in Me, it took me a second because it's been a little while since I've seen The Jungle Book, but just removed from the context, that's such a sweet song. It's like, wait a minute, that's the villain song, isn't it?
I know, but it is. It's sweet.
It is a really,
villains
really good
can
song,
be sweet
though.
Too.
That is, yeah. I did see Tangled recently. The villain was sweet right up until the point when she wasn't. Mm-hmm. Right. So how did the two of you get connected, and what is it that brought you together for this benefit concert next Friday?
We met through Ari, our mutual friend. That's how we've
Ari Sanders.
Okay.
Is on the Orange County Living Wage Steering Committee. And she is also at Mystery Brewing, and I know Catherine has played
at Mystery. That's in Hillsboro. I performed there quite a bit, so that's where I knew her from.
They've got a really awesome stage there. Mm-hmm. Don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just there not that long ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one thing led to another, and this benefit concert is coming up on Friday. So Susan, give us the rundown on Orange County Living Wage for people who don't know. What is it and what do you do?
We are a nonprofit organization, and we certify employers in Orange County that pay all of their full and part-time employees a living wage, which this year is $13.70 an hour. If the employer provides health benefits, the living wage is $12.20 an hour. So I'm proud to say that we have now certified 164 living wage employers.
Wow.
And these living wage employers, some are already paying a living wage at the time of their certification. Some are not quite there yet, but they decided to lift wages in order to jump onto our living wage roster. And so these employers have now raised wages over $700,000. So the concert is really a celebration of our living wage employers, of their employees, and of this amazing community that supports them.
That's really cool. And it's such a significant issue, because every time we talk about, it seems like any issue at all, whether it's education or transportation or poverty or housing or it always comes back to poverty, and it always comes back to the fact that there are a lot of people out there in this community and beyond who work, who have full-time jobs or several jobs in some cases, and still can't make ends meet because those jobs don't pay enough for people to have those jobs and be able to live their lives. And in a world when we can't rely on the General Assembly to raise the minimum wage, this is something that we need to step up and do it ourselves. And I love the concept of a certified living wage employer, and the fact that you and all of the people at Orange County Living Wage have been doing this for several years, and the work that you've done, the work that all of these employers have done to lift wages up and to some really significant numbers is just so impressive all around to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Aaron. Well, really our goal in all of this is to by paying a living wage, we're just trying to put people in the position that they can support themselves and support their families in a way that they can do so with dignity, work with dignity, and be able to provide basic needs for their families and not need to rely on government assistance to do so.
Yep.
So we are lucky to live in a community where we have a business community that is really digging down deep themselves. Many of these owners are making tremendous sacrifices in order to be able to do this for their employees.
And doing it every single year, too. I know every year the cost of living goes up, and so the living wage goes up. So these employers keep getting recertified every year, and they keep increasing the wages, which
yes,
is cool.
Yes, we have had over 95% of our employers have chosen to recertify. Mm-hmm. To me, it's the best testament of all in terms of the benefits they are seeing being on our living wage roster, but also the commitment they have to trying to allow their employees to earn a wage that at least keeps up with the increase in rent in this community.
And without listing all 164, who are some of the businesses that you want to shout out?
Well, let me share just some of our most recent.
Yeah, please
Strata Solar just jumped on board. We're thrilled to have them. Fresh Coat Paint entertainers. It's really a wide variety. School of Rocks is now on board, two realtors, Franklin Street Realty, as well as Taylor Brower Realty. And we lost Grimble's when they went out of business, but I'm pleased to say that William Travis Jewelry is now back on. So we have a jeweler on our roster as well.
And those are just some of the new ones. And I know some of the biggest employers in Orange County as well, the school districts and some of the towns and counties and municipal organizations, Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, I know.
Yeah, we were, here they are, the leading voice really of economic development in the area. And we're so thrilled that they have put a living wage front and center in terms of how they think is the best way to really grow business, grow the economy in this area.
Over to Catherine Whalen. What is it about the issue of a living wage that speaks to you?
Well, I certainly would like to make one. I've always had to have quite a few jobs.
That's the starting point, right?
For any, I was having a sort of a major career for a moment, but otherwise, I mean, I've been, you know, worked in the service industry. I'm working as a kindergarten assistant at this time, which is really lovely job, but I do have other jobs as well to make ends meet. I have to, and, you know.
Yeah.
So it's certainly something I've struggled with.
Yeah,
sure.
That's certainly the case for, I mean, the schools in general, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have this issue here locally because we just got done having the teacher supply store because teachers have to pay money out of pocket for supplies, and that's hard for teachers to come up with. And we do a relatively good job here in Orange County of finding money for teachers. So as significant of an issue as it is here, everywhere else, it's just as bad and in a lot of cases worse. And these are teachers who are spending working full-time jobs and beyond full-time jobs doing
Definitely.
The most important thing that there can be, which is teaching our kids.
Yeah. I can do a lot with construction paper, I'll tell you that much. I can make pretty much anything our classroom needs out of
That is a marketable skill
right there.
It really
is, yeah. So we rely on that heavily.
So speaking
That's an
with
affordable resource.
We're speaking with Susan Romaine again. OrangeCountyLivingWage.org is the website. Go there and find out more, and you can get the full list of all 164 employers. And if you've got a business in Orange County, you can get certified too. Get more information on how to do that there. We've also got Catherine Whalen here in the studio. She's playing next week Friday at the Arts Center in Carrboro, 7:30 p.m. Benefit concert and celebration concert for Orange County Living Wage. Let's hear another song. What else what are you going
to
play for us now?
I'd love to. I'm going to play My Heart Stood Still. This is a really sweet one.
Go for it.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. No, not a single word was spoken. No, I could tell you knew that unfair clasp of hand told me so. Well, you knew I never lived at all until that thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got much more on the other side of the break from Susan Romaine and Catherine Whalen. We'll talk more about this concert next week, Friday. Another shout out for Orange County Living Wage, and we'll hear more from Catherine Whalen after the break.